Nolte, State Department says stranded Americans only have themselves to blame. By John Nolte on August 26, 2021. U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ross Wilson is now blaming those Americans who are stranded in Afghanistan for being stranded in Afghanistan. Blaming the thousands left behind for being left behind is obviously going to be the White House's new talking point. So here's what this craven liar told far-left CBS News on Tuesday. CBS Nora O'Donnell, why didn't the U.S. get out Americans and our Afghani friends before the Taliban were able to take control of Kabul? You warned about this in a cable. Were you ignored? AMB. Wilson, we put out repeated warnings, every 3 weeks. To Americans, going back to, I think, March or April. Each one in stronger terms, leave now, leave immediately. Never in my 40 years of working, since I began working at the State Department have I seen such strong language used. People chose not to leave. That's their business. That's their right. We regret now that many may find themselves in a position that they would rather not be in. And we are determined to try to help them. Emphasis added. Naturally, the utterly useless O'Donnell allowed Wilson to get away with that. Didn't challenge him, didn't follow up with the fact that as recently as July 8, a mere 6 weeks before it did happen, no one less than the President of the United States, His Fraudulency Joe Biden, was telling everyone. And I quote, the likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely. On that same day, when asked if our troop withdrawal could end with a catastrophic civilian and diplomatic withdrawal, like we saw in Saigon, here's what happened. Question, Mr. President, some Vietnamese veterans see echoes of their experience in this withdrawal in Afghanistan. Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam, with some people feeling? Biden, none whatsoever. Zero. What you had is, you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy, six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the South, the North Vietnamese Army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy in the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comparable. And let's go back and look at a few more things the utterly useless O'Donnell missed in Wilson's sociopathic response. AMB. Wilson, we put out repeated warnings, every 3 weeks. To Americans, going back to, I think, March or April. Every 3 weeks? Leave immediately? That's a bit of a contradiction, no? But why was the State Department urging people to leave immediately while the president was telling people there was no danger? And then there's this. AMB. Wilson, we regret now that many may find themselves in a position that they would rather not be in. And we are determined to try to help them. Emphasis added. Try to help them. Try. Joe Biden is going to leave thousands of American civilians behind terrorist enemy lines. And he's going to say it's their own damn fault, even though on July 8th, he was telling them they had nothing to worry about. And he was so not worried that he was on vacation on the weekend the Taliban took over. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.